We're doing Netivot Shalom on the Parsha, and our topic is the verse at the end of the Parsha where Hashem comes to the defense of Moshe as Aaron and Miriam are speaking about him. The Torah says, "Va'ish Moshe anav meod mikol ha'adam." Moshe was extraordinarily humble, the most humble of men. Asher al pnei adama, the most humble of men that walk the face of the planet. V'amru chazal, our sages say, Chavdaled mukei shchin. There are 24 types of people that walk around with boils. And when you look at them, you say, yuck, and you maintain a distance. And when a person walks around and everyone looks at them and keeps a distance and doesn't want to catch what they have, so it makes a person feel low. It hits a person's self-confidence. Our sages say there are boils that look this bad and there are boils that look that bad. And it keeps getting worse. 24 levels. V'nafsho shel Moshe nemucha mikulam. And our sages say, Moshe was more humble than all of them. Odita b'gmara, the Talmud tells us further, Gadol shenemar b'Moshe yoter ma shenemar b'Avraham. What it says about Moshe is even greater than what it says about Avraham. By Avram, Avram says, I am but dust and ash. But Moshe and Aaron say about themselves, what are we? We're nothing. They don't even say they're ash or dust. We're just nothing. What are we? So we have to understand, undoubtedly Moshe knew what a high level he was on. Moshe, in the end of the Torah says about him, "Nidokam naviyot kemish kemoshe asher yidu Hashem panim el panim." No prophet ever stood like Moshe, that Hashem knew him intimately, face to face. Upelpei adabarbut munat Hashem yadbit. Hashem writes in our parsha, "I speak to him mouth to mouth." He sees a clear vision. Vehechaya nav meod mikol adam. How is he more humble than all men? Asher al pnei adama. Vareishum yilud isha lo esig madrigot keilu. No human ever attained such a level. So how could he be so humble? V'yesh lever habeur b'ze al derech mashal. So he's going to give us a beautiful allegory. Lechavit melea maim. You have a barrel and it's filled with water. Shekol od hi yesh umtziyut kshele'atzma erka gadol meod. So long as you have a barrel of water at home, it's got great value. You take it out to the desert, great value, tremendous. I have a barrel of water. But what happens if you pour the barrel into the ocean? So you still have that water, it's still there, but now it's mixed with the ocean. So then that water doesn't have any value. So if you have 1,000 barrels in the sea, it's like no big deal. I could also fill a barrel. When the water is separate, you have the water on board on your ship, so you can use it. You can use it to wash floors. You can use it to rinse things. It's got a value. But when the water is part of limitless water, so then they have no value in your eyes. I can take this water. I can take that water. And it doesn't matter how much water you have in that barrel. When you see the great sea before you, you feel like I have as much as I need. So now we take the allegory and we apply it to a Jew who's connected to Hashem. When a Jew feels connected to Hashem, so then Hashem is all encompassing. And my presence in the presence of Hashem is nothing. So that's why even though you have 24 types of boils and they're very humble, as small as they are, the different types of boils that people have, they still say, but I am here. Me. But Moshe was lower than all that. Moshe didn't feel like I am here. Moshe felt like Hashem is everywhere, and I am a reflection. I am one type of reflection of the Shekhinah in the world. I have my job. And I am but a funnel. I am but a pipe that Hashem is going to give something to the world through me. That's why Moshe was so humble. That's why Moshe is described as greater than Avram. Even though dust and ash, you don't really consider them anything, right? So when Avram says, I am but dust and ash, but dust and ash are still their own entity. Moshe says, I'm nothing. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everything. I am a part of Hashem's world. Okay. That plant is also a part of Hashem's world. That plant performs to perfection what Hashem wants of him. What about me? So I am a part of that. Okay. ואנו שדווקא מתוך ומדרגותיו שתמונת שם ידבית מגיע לשיא ההתבטלות והרגשות האפסיות בחינת ואנחנו מה? Moshe's great level allowed him to view the world that way. Specifically because he had such clarity in his understanding of Hashem. So yeah, he also saw himself as a part of that world. I'm a part of Hashem's doing what he wants in the world. והוא כמו שמי שזכה לראות להיות מרואי פני המלך, הרי כאשר נכנס בהיכלו כולו אומר כבוד ורואה את כבוד המלך ואיך כל השרים מועדים זוכלים מהמתו, הרי הוא מרגיש איך שהכל אינו כלום לעומת המלך והרי הוא מתבטל כעין וכאפס. When a person sees the king's great honor and he sees everyone's trembling wherever the king goes, so then he feels like he's the one that counts here. And the palace, what he says goes, and no one else really matters. We're all his servants. But you have a guy, a peasant, he lives 500 miles from the king. He's never seen the king. They don't feel like the king runs what goes on here. They just see every so often this decree or that decree. But the king is a distant figure for them. ולכן משה רבנו שהגיע למדרגה הגבוהה ביותר בריאת כבוד השם והיה דבוק בו לגמרי, that's why Moshe reached such a high level, he was completely connected to Hashem, הוא היה ענב מאוד מכל האדם שהיה בטל לגמרי בחינת אנחנו מה? Moshe says there's no room for me here, I'm a servant, I'm doing Hashem's will, and so Moshe, that's his great humility. So then we can understand that great connection between Moshe and Shabbos. How do we start Shabbos morning the prayer? We say, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko ki eved ne'eman karata lo. And the Zohar writes, Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Arizal said that the acronym Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat is the word Limoshe. That's what the Arizal said. Shabbos is the concept of Shabbos is the idea that I nullify my will to what Hashem wants. I want to work. I want to be online. I want to do other things with my time. Comes the Torah and says stop. It says 6 days work. Do everything you want to do in 6 days. On Shabbos, it's Hashem's day. It's not your day. It says it in the 6 days of creation. Shabbat is the day of Hashem. So 6 days we do the act of mitzvot. We put on tefillin. We give tzedakah. Comes Shabbos, and you're not productive. Your service is to be l'Hashem Elokecha, to connect with Hashem. Suddenly on Shabbos, I'm not focused on what I want. You could say, yes, I am. I sleep late. I eat a good chulin. That's not the idea of Shabbos. Those are supportive to my connecting to Hashem on Shabbos. The Zohar writes, Shabbat is the day of the soul. Shabbat is the time that has no connection to the physical and mundane. So to some people, this is a foreign concept. What do you mean? My Shabbos is all mundane. I sleep late. I eat a huge portion of chulin. My Shabbos is all physical. No. Shabbos, you have to approach Shabbos with the thought, all my work is done. We say it on Shabbos Mincha. Menucha shleima she'ata rotze ba. Shabbos should give us a complete rest that Hashem wants. How do I have a complete rest? Because everything physical I toil on, the idea behind it is I'm trying to define my presence here. My presence, and I'm focused on defining it through the physical world. Comes Shabbos, and I look at the root of everything. The root of everything is not my physical accomplishments in this world. It's my spiritual connection to Hashem. Shabbos is a whole rest that Hashem wants. It says, Ata kidashte et yom ha-shvi'i lishmecha. You sanctified the seventh day in your name, and that is the essence of creation. Wait a second, the essence of creation is for me to be non-productive? I thought I was supposed to be productive. No. Everything was created to bring us back to the point where we can see through it all and realize our connection to Hashem. You could look at the world and say, Hashem created this great world. Of course I'm supposed to enjoy and be productive. Is that the focus? Or is my focus my spiritual connection to Hashem? What happens on Shabbos? On Shabbos we're supposed to think, come to recognition that Hashem is great. Come to recognition that He's connected to us and we're connected to Him. When I can connect to that, I'm connecting to the Great Sea. My barrel is a part of the Great Sea. When I'm alone all week long, I'm fighting for myself, my existence, my definition in the world. I come to Shabbos, the point isn't me. My soul is supposed to connect to something much greater. I stop focusing on the me, I start focusing on the spiritual connection to Hashem. I can do that on Shabbos. Even the physical is supposed to be a vehicle on Shabbos to connect to Hashem. But it's all because the heart of Shabbos is the spirituality. And that brings us to a beautiful mashal that I like to quote. Some of you probably heard it already. Rav Tzvi Schwartz tells the story of the date. Remember the story of the date? The date. You got to hear this mashal. One of my favorite mashalim. The date. So you've reached that point where you feel something real special for this woman in your life. And you tell yourself, we're going to make this special. So you tell her, Tamar.
You're always thinking of something to
eat. You say, Tamar, what do you say we go out Thursday night next week? We're going to go out to a beautiful restaurant I know of, opposite the old city. We'll sit by the windmill. You pick the time, an hour before sunset. And she says, great idea. And you're both preparing for that date. You come to the restaurant 2 days in advance. You hire the violinist. You hire the piano player. You pick out your seat. You tell them what tablecloth you want on the table, and they shouldn't forget to light the candles. You prepare a nice little box with a small little gift, a nice ribbon on top. You tell the waiter, look, when it comes time for dessert, you'll have that guy playing the violin, that guy playing the piano. You choose the tune. You have the box prepared, and you pick the dessert, and now the great day comes. You've showered, you've shaved, you've put on your fine clothing. You walk with her. You come to the restaurant, you sit there eating, you look at the sunset, it's gorgeous. The food is melting in your mouth. The conversation is flowing. Everything's beautiful. It's a dream come true. And at the end of the meal, they start playing the violin and the piano. And as the sun is setting over the old city, you ask her, Tamar, well, what do you say? And Tamar says, look, things are so beautiful, it's like a dream, but you know what? We shouldn't make a decision in this moment. We're so taken by the moment. Let's talk tomorrow. You and I, let's enjoy the moment, digest the moment, and let's talk tomorrow. So it's not what you were planning, but you continue the date. They bring out a nice little gift. They bring out a delicious dessert. You guys go walking into the sunset. She goes home, you go home, and the next morning, you call her. So, Tamar, how are you doing? She says, great. Last night was amazing. And you say, yes, it was. And she says, what do you remember from last night? What was most memorable to you? And you say, well, the first course was out of this world. And the sunset was spectacular.
But that's not and what she wasn't here.
And the breeze in that, and that plaza was extraordinary. And the aroma coming from the kitchen as we were sitting there was mind-boggling.
That's disgusting.
And you're about to continue when suddenly you hear a she hung up on you.
She hung up because you wanted to. She wanted to hear that that you really liked her. You really loved her.
Ah, so that's
like that.
The allegory Rav Schwartz gives for Shabbos. You have a person who comes into Shabbos and he's prepared for spirituality. He's had a good rest beforehand. He's dressed appropriately. He's prepared a Dvar Torah. He has a good chavrusa. So he's going to sleep. He's going to enjoy the chulin. But the heart of Shabbos is the heart of Shabbos. Then you meet someone. You ask him, what was your Shabbos like? And he says, what a chulin. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. And the gefilte fish was out of this world. Yeah. And I slept a good 18 hours. Come on.
Went a little also.
So, what Shabbos? What Shabbos? Oh, yeah. Right. So, Shabbos is the time when we can reconnect to our soul, reconnect our connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. But it only works if we prepare properly. If we take a good nap beforehand, if we prepare things so that we daven in the right place on Shabbos, we eat at the right places on Shabbos. Well,